your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Good day, and welcome to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence, with Reiki Master and host, Phyllis Lee Forimoto, as she shares with you inspiring stories along with her practical wisdom for finding balance with spirit in everyday life. Now, here's your host, Phyllis Forimoto.
Hello, this is Phyllis Forimoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Today, I have a treat from Kauai, Hawaii. I'm here every autumn in my part of the world to relate and be with family and also to do some work here. And I have the wonderful opportunity to interview Diane and Brittany Ellis, who are a grandmother and a granddaughter who are living together as a family unit and have Reiki together and have had for many, many years. So welcome to the show, Diane and Brittany.
Hi.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hello. So, of course, the first thing that I always ask my interviewees is to tell the listeners how you met Reiki. And, you know, the reason I do this is because, number one, I think that all of the stories have a wonderful theme to them, that's underlying the data, the information. And at the same time, there's really a wonderful inspiration about how many different ways there are to come to Reiki. So I'm fascinated because here you are, you're living on Kauai. This is the place where Hawaio Takata was born. And a lot of people think that every other person has Reiki in the Hawaiian Islands, but it's not actually really true. It's, I think, about the same percentage as other places. But I'm interested because, Diane, you're a native?
Yes,
or sir. About as native as you can get?
born on Oahu, but lived all my life on Kauai.
Yeah, great. And how did you get to Reiki?
It was interesting because before I always thought of massage.
Uh-huh.
And being a massage person. One day, I had a really bad kink on my neck, and I could hardly move it. And so when I went to work, I went to people that I knew that knew massage. And so they mentioned that they're going to do Reiki on me, and I said, okay, which was just laying their hands on my neck. And I could just feel the warmth. And after a while, I went back for 3 days. And on the third day, all of a sudden, the pain was gone and the kink was gone.
Wow.
So I ended up asking them, you know, what is this all about? And they said, well, I should attend and take the class. I said, no, I just want to know more information. But eventually, I said, well, yeah. Get me an application, and you know, they said, well, come to the introduction. And I said, no, don't want to do that. I'll just show up to the class. But at that time, a classmate of my daughter's found out she had cancer.
Uh-huh.
And I was very close to the family, and so I thought, well, maybe by learning this, I could help her. Because her grandmother had died of cancer, and on the other side, her grandfather had died of cancer.
Uh-huh.
So I was excited about taking the class, and whenever I would see her, give her Reiki.
Uh-huh.
And it was more of a commitment that I made to make sure that I could help her recover from cancer. And so it was like, I mean, month and a half later, I knew already I was going to take second degree because I couldn't be there all the time giving her Reiki. So I said, that's great. I could send Reiki at a distance. Mm-hmm. And I could send that to her every day. And that was why I took second degree.
Mm-hmm.
So make a long story short, she never got really sick.
Wow.
She only lost a couple strands of her hair, mm-hmm. which was long, and she was a hula girl. So she never lost her hair. She was able to go to the beach, stay out in the sun. She just changed her whole attitude about life.
Mm-hmm.
And ate healthy, and it helped to bring the whole family together mm-hmm. to support her.
Mm-hmm, right.
And 7 months later, she was free of cancer.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah, and years later, she has had 2 children along the way.
Wow, so when was that? That sounds like a long time ago.
That was 2000 is when I took my first Reiki degree. And 3 months later, I took my second degree.
Mm-hmm.
In 2002, I started my master training
mm-hmm.
and became a Reiki master a year later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because this Thanksgiving will be 5 years that I've been a Reiki master. So it was on Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, really? Wow. Congratulations.
And Brittany, because I couldn't leave her home and she would always come with me to the gatherings, it was just the right thing to do for her to take first degree.
Did you take first degree at the same time as your grandmother, Brittany?
No.
No?
She was there, though.
Oh, she was there. So how long did it take for you to take first degree? First degree,
It took me like a year, yeah?
A year after I...
Yeah, it took me like a year.
Uh-huh.
Because I was scared and I didn't know what's going on because I was just like 6 years old.
Seven years old.
Well, I can understand that. So did your grandmother do Reiki on you? I mean, did she give you Reiki a lot during that year?
Yeah, that's what made me want to do it. And I wanted to grow up and be like her, so it kind of made me want to do it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So what happened? How did you feel when she was giving you Reiki?
It felt good. It made me fall asleep. It was warm.
Uh-huh.
Like, I always look forward to having her give me Reiki.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. And so that was when you were 7.
Yeah.
And now how old are you?
14.
14. So you've had Reiki for half of your life.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then I understand that you have second degree also.
Yeah, I got it when I was 11.
Uh-huh.
And it changed my grades. I had better grades in school. And it just made me feel better about myself.
Wow. So do you send distant treatments?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you do it to yourself when you have tests or something like that?
Or just give myself a self-treatment before the test.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. And then do you feel like you're clearer and more confident?
Yeah, I'm more concentrated on it.
Uh-huh. Huh. That's neat because, you know, my grandmother used to say to us when we were kids that Reiki would make you a better student. And so we had to practice our Reiki to make sure that we were better students. So, but I don't know, I was always, I couldn't get Reiki to help me study for tests. I was always a last-minute studier.
Just like me.
So Reiki hasn't helped you study in advance, huh? No? Oh, I tell you, that's a secret that every kid should have, huh?
I would tell her, Reiki, you know, she's going to take the test, Reiki the test, Reiki. So I'd ask her afterwards, did you Reiki the test? She goes, no, but I Reiki'd the pencil.
Hey, good idea. Very creative, very creative. Have you treated other people with Reiki, Brittany?
Yeah.
Yeah?
My friends and my family.
Uh-huh. Do you have stories about, have a favorite story?
Or somebody that you helped with Reiki?
Yeah.
My animals.
Your animals?
Yes.
You have lots of animals, huh? I see by the look on your grandmother's face. Like what animals?
My cats.
Uh-huh.
Like, when I see they got into fights with other cats around the neighborhood, I'd give them Reiki and they would just be back to normal, and like they didn't seem as much in pain anymore.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And do they, like I know that some cats like try to escape when you try to give them Reiki, but do your cats just come to you when they need Reiki?
In the beginning they try to escape, but after they're like, ooh.
So they figure out what it's like and then they like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. And do you exchange treatments, the two of you, together?
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How is that, giving your grandmother a Reiki treatment? I gave my grandmother a Reiki treatment, but, you know, when I was a little kid, I was just so impatient to go out and play. I didn't have the same kind of understanding about Reiki that you did. So that would have been nice to have been able to give my grandmother Reiki and really feel, you know, the kind of energy that flows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She gives really powerful Reiki treatments.
Uh-huh. And you don't get impatient or...
Oh, I get impatient.
That's great. And what do you do with your impatience?
Just suck it in.
Wonderful. Okay, everybody. When you're impatient giving a Reiki treatment, you just remember what Brittany says. Words of wisdom. Suck it in. It's true, though. Sometimes I really have gotten impatient. But then, what's fascinating for me is by the time I get to the end of the treatment, then I wonder, well, where did that impatience go? Because at the end, I feel really good also, even having given the treatment. Is that true for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In the middle, you get impatient. But then at the end, it's all better.
Yeah. Right. And, let's see, your grandmother has Reiki circles here in your house, Reiki share groups every week?
On Mondays.
And do you come and help her with those? Or meaning, like, do you come and attend the circles?
I do, but sometimes I have to work on my schoolwork. Uh-huh. A lot.
Yeah.
So I try to make it there.
That's great. And so let's see, you've had Reiki for 7 years. And have you ever had any thoughts about being a Reiki master?
Sometimes, but it seems so, like, committed.
And yes.
Hard, like, you have to be really, what's that word, like, dedicated to, like, teaching classes and stuff, and when I'm ready, I will, but I'll find that day.
Great. Good for you. Well, we're almost at a station break, so it's a great way to end this first segment. Thank you, Brittany and Diane. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine, you'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Ladies, what are you willing to live the life of your dreams? Are you willing to start today? If your answer is yes, even if you are just mildly curious, you've got to tune in to Wise Divas with life coach and host Teresa Proctor each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Women's Radio Network. Start living your wildest dream today.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. So today I have with me a grandmother and a granddaughter who are a family unit. They live together and they also practice Reiki together. And your story of finding Reiki and coming to Reiki is really beautiful. And I understand, Diane, that you work at the missile base here. Here on Kauai. And of course, now everybody, when they hear that, wants to know, okay, how do you balance form and essence here? Working in a military base and being a Reiki master and not being too, well, you all don't know Diane and aren't sitting with me here, but she's a very practical, down-to-earth person, so I'm just very interested to hear about your experiences.
It's interesting because I do work at a missile base, a defense base, and it's a base where the fleet comes in practice and we do a lot of other things. Reiki has brought me a long way with working out there, working on myself. Before Reiki, my whole goal was in the year 2003 to quit work.
Yes, I wondered about that.
Of the stress and everything that was happening out there with myself personally and work. And Reiki kind of changed all of that. I found myself becoming a Reiki master, working on myself and improving on my life and work and being more creative in all that I do. It's brought me a long way also in creating new and better work environment, new hardware, keeping up with technology, and every mission being more focused on what we do and keeping things safe. Also sending Reiki to what we're doing out there so that everything is successful and is safe for the island and everyone involved. It's been a tremendous track record because ever since then we've had a very successful mission every time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, an elder comes out there and also he blesses the missions and what we do. So we get together and I say, well, you do the Hawaiian way and I do the Reiki way.
Uh-huh.
And so we're great friends and we know that both of us are working to keep the island safe.
Uh-huh.
And keep everything that we do safely.
Uh-huh.
I've learned how to balance my Reiki with my work,
mm-hmm,
and be a better person along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And also to help others that are having a hard time or need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite exciting since I've been out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did the atmosphere of the military of the missile base change after 9/11? I would think that
yes,
some kind of energetic shift.
We've been more security conscious,
uh-huh,
and so it's more stringent. Not everyone can get on the base. anymore. But it's also more stressful environment for what we do in tests and evaluation.
Uh-huh.
So we've grown in just a matter of 2 to 3 years and doubling the work that we do. But our track record is very successful.
And one of the interesting things about the missile base is that you're at the very north tip of the Kauai, is that true?
Or on the
northwest. West. So that's a little bit, and Kauai is the furthest north island?
Yes, the oldest island of the chain.
So that's a strategic kind of point, because you guys look out into...
into the Pacific Ocean.
That's it. Next stop, I don't know, Russia or someplace.
Yeah, and it's, you know, not just protecting Hawaii, but, you know, protecting the whole west coast of the United States. And so it's an exciting time. It's a very stressful environment. But it's also learning how to cope with everything around you, no matter where you are, and using your Reiki. So we do work long hours, and so what I have to do more is Reiki myself in the mornings and Reiki myself at night.
Just to keep yourself even.
And be able to work these 12 to 14 hours that
sometimes
we do.
Amazing. So, Brittany, how is it for you that your grandma works out there on the missile base? And I don't know if you have friends whose parents also work out there, but does that ever come up for you, this thing about her working for the military of the United States?
If I want to work at the military?
No, how that is for you. You know, my dad was a doctor, and that put me into a different place in my community, you know, and so sometimes I really liked it. And other times I really wanted him to be a farmer, because everybody else was, you know, their dads were farmers, and so that would make me a part of my community. So I don't know how that is here on Kauai, if there's a...
He used to come to work with me.
Yeah, I still like going to work with her and looking at all those rooms. It looks so special. I never did see places like that.
What did the rooms look like? They just were the rooms where the instruments were, or...
They're just all these computers and...
Oh, lots of flashing lights and buttons and stuff. Wow.
And sometimes she would come with me and she would stay in my office and sleep in my office while I worked. Or play on my computer.
The computer.
Yeah. So now, one of the things that you mentioned, Diane, was about the elder. So for those people who don't know, this has to do with the Hawaiian culture?
Yes, and what he does is come out there and bless the mission. It's kind of neat because he gives a name to the different targets, a Hawaiian name, and he tells a story. And it's amazing to hear the story of what's going to happen in a Hawaiian way.
Wow. So when you say he gives the targets are actually man-made. They're not like little Hawaiian islands or
anything.
So
he's going to give it a Hawaiian name.
And so he creates an entity,
And he,
amazing.
He, if it's a female, he'll give it a female Hawaiian name. Or a male. And then there's a very nice story that he tells.
Fascinating. And Brittany, you've had contact with the native energy, I don't know how to say this, but anyway, you're involved in hula. Are you in a halau now?
Not anymore.
Oh, too bad.
I want to go back, though.
Yeah? It takes a lot of time, though.
Yeah,
the hula. Hard work. Tell people about how it is to do the hula, because I know that for all of us tourists and mainlanders, we just think that hula is really cool and anybody can do it. But I know that behind the hula dancers, there's an incredible amount of work.
it takes so much hard work, and it's not as easy as it looks. You have to be so, like, on it. Like,
what does that mean, on it?
You have to be able to, like, be at the same pace as the other people and be able to move your feet and your hands and maybe even chant at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you have to have good memory to remember the dances and all the moves, and it's just hard.
Uh-huh. And you have to know all the songs, right?
Yeah, they might teach you, like, 50.
50 songs, and they teach them in Hawaiian, in the Hawaiian language?
Sometimes, or it can be in English, too.
Uh-huh. But in the halaus that I've, I mean, people that I've talked to, they need to learn Hawaiian, like, as a spoken language. Is that
somewhat
something that you were getting into yourself?
I could count in Hawaiian, like,
uh-huh.
I couldn't really speak it. I know words, but not, like, sentences.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So when you sing the songs, do you know what the songs mean when you're dancing?
Like, they give us two papers, one in Hawaiian and one in English, so
uh-huh.
we know what we're singing.
Uh-huh. So, and then the other thing that people might not know is that you have to also make your own skirts and stuff,
you have to
right?
make your own skirts and your lace and everything, your hair.
And all of that also is accompanied by ceremony, is that true? Like, there's a certain way to do it, and sometimes you do prayers when you're doing your...
Oh, yeah, we have chants that we did before.
Yeah, and yeah. chants that you do when you're finished and so
yeah.
on?
And yeah, and even during.
Yeah, when you're making the things.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. I always find that... it's hard to describe the indigenous spirituality of the Hawaiian culture, I feel. And I think that that's something that people come to Hawaii for, is to feel it. They may not know it or be able to explain it, but somehow the feeling is here.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're part of that by being in hula. That's great. So this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Back after the station break.
Reiki in relation to religion, other disciplines, the government, mainstream medicine, you'll find the information in articles that appear bi-monthly in Reiki Magazine International.
Sharings, experiences, and questions from all over the world.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Ladies, are you looking for a place where you can talk candidly about anything and everything? Well, here it is. Timeless Women Speak on the Voice America Women's Channel. We'll talk about sexuality, age-proofing your career, finding your passion and purpose, keeping your brain power, keeping your marriage fresh, dating for grown-ups, plastic surgery, surviving our beauty culture, and much more. Tune in Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific to Timeless Women Speak with Dr. Nancy O'Reilly on the Voice America Women's Channel.
Carrie O'Connor has a powerful and extraordinary connection with spirit. This connection has honed and perfected her astounding clairvoyant abilities. Carrie can energetically view your personal life history, observe your true inner processes, and help attune and direct your soul's purpose. Carrie's dedicated mission is to remind you of your divine heritage, to help you step out of your stories and step into your power. Tune in to The Carrie O'Connor Show every Thursday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific on the Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. I'm with Diane and Brittany Ellis and today, and we're on the island of Kauai. And, well, we were talking, we were speaking about the Hawaiian culture and Diane's contact with it on her missile base with the elder and praying for a successful mission, and Brittany in dancing hula for a while and understanding that hula is really an extension or an expression of the Hawaiian understanding of spirituality. So I'm wondering, do both of you have a way to express this question, answer to this question, what is Reiki, but from a more Hawaiian point of view? Like, if, I don't know if this makes any sense at all, so I'm just putting it out there, and if you don't, okay, but if you do, I think that would be really interesting.
Because before, even though I lived in Hawaii, I really didn't pay much attention to Hawaiian culture or learning the history of the Hawaiians. You know, it was more, okay, I'll learn the English. But after Reiki, it kind of focused me on different things that I needed to learn. Mm-hmm. And Hawaiian culture and language and certain things were the things that I needed to learn. It was kind of amazing because I never knew any of this before.
Uh-huh.
And learning about the old Hawaiian ways and meeting people and hearing their stories and realizing that the Hawaiians knew about energy. There was a lot of energy in the land and in rocks and everything else. And then here comes Reiki energy. And so it was combining these two,
mm-hmm.
in a very mutual and caring way. And both are very interesting because we live on Kauai, that you can do Reiki and uh-huh. still respect the Hawaiian ways and their energy, but it's all energy.
Mm-hmm. So their word for energy is mana?
Or
mana. Uh-huh. And would you say that the, as much as you understand, that the two concepts are similar?
That the Hawaiians learned how to use this energy.
Uh-huh.
And the land and everything around stored a lot of this energy.
Uh-huh.
And it's all energy, just like Reiki energy.
Mm-hmm. So in some way, disturbing the land, like where I was just driving by a huge development that's going in.
Right.
And seeing the bulldozers on the land, it's like then it stirs up the mana or the energy of the land and disturbs it when it's been there for thousands of years and has a certain integrity. And now the top part of it anyway has been ruffled and disturbed.
Right. And it's interesting because you need to ask permission of every place that you visit and anything that you disturb.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. There's this whole story about how people who take lava rocks off the island
get sick, and you know, eventually they end up returning those rocks back to where it came from.
So what do you think, Brett? Do you think this is totally crazy, or?
I think it's scary.
Have you had an experience of any of these kinds of stories? About the rocks and the energy of the land? Can you feel the energy when you walk out?
Sometimes, yeah. And like, when I watch people that don't live here take things, like shells and rocks and stuff, I just look at them, like, because they don't know what's happening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I know, and it's kind of scary knowing what I'm wondering what's going to happen to them.
Uh-huh. Well, when I first I stayed in Honolulu for a year when I was about 20, and they were just building the new Pali Highway, the 4-lane one, and there was some rock right as the road starts going up that they kept trying to move. And this sucker was huge. I mean, huge. Like, let's see. I learned in construction a few years ago that rocks are gauged by one man, two man, three man rocks, depending on how many men it takes to move them. And this must be a 40-man rock, right? It's big. Mm-hmm. So the big dirt movers would move this rock, and the next morning they would come back, and it would be in the same place in the middle of this road. So finally, they just gave up and built the highway around the rock. And you can still see it in the middle of the Pali Highway. So I don't know whether it's a true story, but it was a great story that stuck in my head that came in the newspapers anyway. So, yeah.
And it's very interesting that when you hear the old stories of the old Hawaiian ways, they work with the energy same as we work with the Reiki energy. And they healed and did things in the same manner. Even though you might think of it as two different cultures.
So some people think that Reiki came from maybe Tibet or some very old culture. And what I feel is true, for me, I mean, deep inside, maybe it did come from a Tibetan teaching, I don't know. But it seems to me that when I look at a lot of the indigenous cultures, that it's very familiar because we're still speaking about a human being in relationship to the earth. And that somehow there's some very basic connection and understanding that a human being has and with the energy of the earth and vice versa. And that this is what spiritual practice is based on. Anyway, that's what I've come to in my life. Is that true for you, Bakley?
Yes, and with time, I realized that it's very simple. And the answers are very simple. And they're all in nature. You know, and we're out there looking and searching and reading, but we got to go experience nature to realize the answers, because that's where they are.
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine who just loves coming to Hawaii, not for the ocean especially, not for mangoes or papayas, but more because she feels like that nature is more available.
Yes.
You know, that you all... When I first came here, people used to have houses without... Well, they had windows, but they were just holes in the wall. And I thought that was just unbelievable. But people live like that still, not because they're poor, but because they want that contact with nature. Right. They don't want to be closed in, so they get as little shelter as they need. And I think that's fabulous.
And people are now coming to the island to also heal. Because they realize that this is a very healing island, and it's has a lot of energy to it. So, you know, and also coming here and getting Reiki treatments and go through this whole healing process.
Do you think that's because the land holds energy and so it works with the person?
Yes.
Yeah?
Somehow, whether it was a natural or the Hawaiians knew how to store energy into the land. And so now a lot of people are trying to tap on that land to release that energy.
You know, I found that when I was living in Santa Fe, that people would come to New Mexico and that area, but the land is still alive because the natives, who are Pueblo Indians, still live there, and they've lived there for their generations. I mean, nobody knows when they got there, and they haven't been moved like the other Indian nations. So the land's still alive, and the land is still very much alive here, for sure. So, Brittany, do you think this is all just kind of airy-fairy talk, or can you relate to it in some way?
About the land.
About the land, yeah.
Your experience with it.
Like,
your connection with the land, Prince Kuhio, spirits.
And like the ocean and stuff. Like, when I go surfing and stuff with my grandma, like, I just know what not to do, you know, like, something's telling me, like, don't go there, and don't do this, and don't do that, and if I don't listen, then I pay the price.
So tell me a story about paying the price.
My grandma's on the shore one time, and I wasn't listening to her, and I went all the way out, and there's really big sets, and sets are when the waves come in bigger than usual at a certain point, and I tried to catch a wave, and I just kind of, like, fell off my board, and I was underwater for so long, and I couldn't get up because my board was getting pulled by the wave, and it was really strong, and I was hitting the reef, and I was under there for, like, a minute or so, and I don't know, I was scared, and I finally came up, I was like, okay, I'm going in. Back on shore. No more ignoring grandma.
So your grandma is really teaching you to read the energy of the waves and read the energy of the sea and the ocean?
Yes.
Yeah?
And respect it.
And respect it. Oh, that's a big one. Well, it's interesting, you know, because I think that as human beings right now, a lot of us grow up with this idea that man is the commander-in-chief of nature. Mm-hmm. And what happens to all of us is humbling, really humbling. And you get that when a hurricane comes, but hopefully we can learn way before that.
Right.
Way before that. Well, we're just about ready for another station break. And we'll be back with Diane and Brittany in just a few moments. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence.
Reiki Magazine International has readers in over 40 countries worldwide. Reiki Magazine International is respectful and open towards every Reiki school or lineage.
Taking out a subscription is easy. Go to ReikiMagazine.com and click on subscribe. Find your agent in the country where you live and pay online or by check. Online payments can be safely made on a secured page.
ReikiMagazine.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence with Phyllis Furumoto. If you have a question for either Phyllis or her guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to the show.
This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. And we're going to go back to Britt now because she hasn't had equal airtime. Diane and I have really gotten into our topics. So I wanted to ask Britt where, because I know that not only has she done hula, but she's done, which is, I want you to know, just as physically demanding as a sport. Is that true for you?
Yes. Yeah. I played volleyball, soccer, and I ran track with asthma.
Wow, with asthma. How did you do that?
When I was younger, my grandma used to give me Reiki when I had really bad asthma. And as I got older, it got better. Although, when you get older, it's harder to run. But I learned to suck it in.
So that's not like stifling. It's just to be able to choose it, to choose a certain thing. Is that true for you? What does that mean, suck it in?
Like, I have to be able to push myself or else the coach will see that I'm not able to handle it. Mm-hmm. Although I know I can as much as other people do without asthma. Mm-hmm. Like, just give myself Reiki or send to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I had asthma and he sees that I can't handle or she sees I can't handle, then they're not going to play me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
Uh-huh. You want to be in the game, huh? So now your passion right now in this very moment is volleyball, I hear.
Yeah, volleyball season just ended.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to play for club volleyball.
Uh-huh.
And I really want to be able to play and stuff, so I have to just keep doing my Reiki. Because in volleyball, it's not just passing the ball and just getting the ball. It's also being able to stay in shape and be able to run and use your legs and your arms mm-hmm. and everywhere. And in volleyball, we do a lot of suicides, which are run back and forth on the court, just keep going if the coach gets mad at you, because, you know, kids like to fool around.
Uh-huh.
And we fool around a lot, so we end up getting punished.
Uh-huh.
Running miles and suicides, which are really hard for me. Although I just try my best.
Uh-huh. Well, it gets you more into shape anyway.
Yeah, and the Reiki helped me because it helps my lungs. Like, I can feel myself breathing better after I do Reiki.
Uh-huh. And where do you, can you tell me where exactly you do Reiki, or do you use the other part, which is Reiki goes where it's needed?
I do my chest.
You do your chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like up here in the upper chest?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And, so when you get finished with volleyball, so you're going to go to a club, and then do you have another sport that you're doing?
Track is coming up.
Uh-huh. And what do you do in track?
I run the sprints.
The sprints?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's pretty hard for a person who has asthma.
Or relay, which is the 200. There's four people running.
Uh-huh.
And you have to compete other people that, like, there's a baton that you have, and you have to pass it, and you have to beat everybody, other teams that have four people too. And it's really hard because some, you don't know how fast other people are. Looks can be deceiving.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
And how has Reiki helped you with that?
It keeps me, like, pushing myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, even though I have asthma and I can't breathe, I just keep going because I know that it's good for me and the team.
Uh-huh. And you know that you can survive.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Great. Great. So, do you do Reiki on your classmates? Do you ever, when you get injured or when they get injured, do you volunteer to do Reiki, or is it a pretty private thing?
To my close friends.
To your close friends. Uh-huh. And have any of them taken Reiki?
No. But I met people from doing Reiki, like, that are my age.
Yes?
That took classes. I made friends.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Great. Because in Holland, in the Netherlands, which is the correct name for the Holland, I've met lots of teenagers who have Reiki. And they have sometimes classes of teenagers, just teenagers, to take Reiki, which is pretty phenomenal. That's really neat. It's very special. It's not, I haven't heard of that in very many other countries. So it's great that you have friends, because do you feel different having Reiki?
Like, not really.
No?
I feel the same.
So you're not shy about it or feel like you have to hide it sometimes?
Not really. Like, not like anybody will think different of me, that's why.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Because because there are a lot of teenagers who I've talked to whose parents are Reiki masters, or as your in your case, grandparent, and they go, I don't know why my parents can't do something normal. So it doesn't sound like you have that thought running through your head.
I don't really care.
You don't really care?
Yeah.
Yeah? What she's doing is normal. Reiki. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
It helps people, huh?
I want to be a masseuse or Reiki master when I get older, so...
Yeah?
I have to just let her go.
Great. Well, that's beautiful. And do you feel like it's helped your relationship with your grandma?
Yeah, it did.
How's that?
Well, we never used to be close when I was younger. Just, like, I used to be scared of the dark and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now I can talk to her about stuff, and she'll understand.
Uh-huh.
Like, I talk to her more than my mom.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And how about you, Grandma?
It's amazing because she's always been my teacher, even though I didn't realize it at first. But
yes.
She was the one always reminding me about my precepts. Just for today, do not worry, or just for today, do not anger. Correcting me. And imagine, she's a very special girl that doesn't like swearing, doesn't like smoking, drinking, or drugs.
Uh-huh.
And so she's against everybody that does those things because she knows that's not the thing to do. When I used to drink beer, she'd be watching me and telling me that I'm not supposed to be drinking beer or getting angry. So imagine having someone at your side all the time correcting you and keeping you on that straight path.
Uh-huh.
So I learned to listen more.
Uh-huh.
To her. And I think as adults we don't listen that much to kids, but
uh-huh.
They're very intelligent if you give them a chance.
Oh, mm-hmm. Totally. As they say, what is it? The wisdom comes out of the mouth of babes.
Yes. And the Reiki has helped me to keep up with all her sports and taking her all over the place. And so at times I've had to tell her to slow down.
Uh-huh.
Or do
time.
More Reiki so I can keep up with her.
She always tells me that. Stay home. You've been going out too much. I've been taking you so much places.
Yeah. So, well, we won't get into the time when you're having your own driver's license. That's coming up next. But a whole new phase of life for both of you.
11 more months till I get my permit.
Great. So we're at the end of the program, if you can imagine. Diane and Brittany, thank you so much for sharing your life with us.
Thank you,
thank
for
you.
Being here.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a joy. So listeners, what a treat. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence from the island of Kauai. Have a wonderful day, and as they say here, aloha.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network, and discover how you can find balance from within.